Can anyone recap the first part of the first lesson? What you learned? Can anyone tell? Sridhar Nitin Prabhu, you can tell what you find or learn in first part of the first lesson.
How we are living the life, it's a journey, the first point.
So you understood your life is journey.
Journey.
Okay, then?
Now, what is the aim of our life, goal?
What is your position?
It's, there are,
that you have to say, in this material world, what you are feeling.
We are not happy always.
We are suffering. So any Mataji can come and tell, that's nice. Continue what is there. After knowing that you are suffering, then?
Just like a jail.
Just like jail, that's why you are suffering. So
to follow the rules and regulations.
How you will get that point? Following
the Guru Parampara, approaching spiritual master.
That one I have not told in the part one. The position of the person is actually unhappy, is disgusted. Anyone in this material world, his life is disgusting. So, some people even, they can go to the extremity of committing suicide. This is the actual condition. Many people, they are committing suicide. Isn't it? No one can help himself. But you may find out afterwards that you can only help yourself. No one else can help you. This is anything that I am telling you, please note it down. In the beginning, it may be some type of statement, but as you are advancing, the same thing will be contradictory. You cannot help yourself in this position because you are suffering. You do not know what to do. That's why you cannot do, you cannot help yourself. Why you cannot help yourself? You don't know how to help yourself. As you are advanced, as you are advancing, you will find that you can only help yourself, no one else can help you. You got the points? So everything is according to that? According to?
Time, place, circumstance.
Time, place, circumstance. Preaching is also done accordingly. Okay? So, but this world is created by God, then why should we try to commit mistake? Try to commit suicide. Isn't it? So we should not commit mistake. So we understand that why I am suffering. I have to know the reasons. Okay? This is the part two. First one is the position. First part, we learned our position. Our position is so disgusting that we want to commit mistake. That's the position of this particular world. Daivihi esa vanamayi mamamaya svaratraya. It's impossible to overcome this divine nature of mind, Krishna tells. No one can cross water. Okay? So we have to understand that I am suffering. You cannot think that I am happy. Huh? If you think you are happy, then Krishna need not help you, need not guide you to the correct direction. Okay? So this is the part two we are taking as who is an intelligent person. Now suffering, how to come out from that suffering? It needs intelligence. First part? Who is an intelligent person? In this one, I took some points that you can note down, then we will elaborate to see that one. Number one, why am I suffering? Because we are learning, we should learn that why you are suffering means you do not know who you are. That's the reason you are suffering, first of all. You don't know who you are. Number two, how to get rid of my problems? How to get rid of my problems? Can anyone answer for this one? How to get rid of my problems?
Help of Guru. Taking the help of Guru.
Approach a bona fide Guru. Approach a bona fide Guru. Number three, how to get a guru? There are so many gurus, how to get a guru? Answer, can anyone tell?
By the mercy of Krishna.
By the mercy of Krishna, very correct. Isn't it? So, what number? By the mercy of Krishna. Number fourth statement. How to get the mercy of Krishna? So this is the linked, everything is linked. How to get the mercy of Krishna? Can anyone tell this one?
By the mercy of Guru.
Guru. Mercy of Guru, okay. But directly we cannot go to Guru. So with the help of a
Vaishnava.
Krishna devotee Vaishnava. To begin with, we don't directly go to Guru. With the help of a Krishna devotee as a Vaishnava. Who is an intelligent person is how he behaves means he behaves in such a way that prevention is better than the cure. Okay? In the first part, what was this one? First part, what is the title?
Know yourself. My
question. Know yourself. That is the lesson title. I'm asking the part one.
My question.
Isn't it? Your position. How you can connect? This one we are connecting. I am suffering. Prevention is better than cure. So in that front, what was the thing? Can anyone remember? I know my position. That was the path, title of the path one. Huh? Each path got one title and all the paths get only one lesson title. Lesson title is?
Know yourself.
Know yourself. So each path got separate title. Huh? So today's class title is?
Who is intelligent?
Who is intelligent? Previously?
My position.
My position. In my position, what was the cue? Just like this one here, I have given prevention is better than cue. The first class. Anybody got any notes of yours? My position. Why my position like this? What is the reason? No one?
Independence.
Why my position is like this, huh?
Misusing the independence.
The cause of all causes is Krishna. The Krishna Krishna. That's the link for that one. My position for that one, the cause of all the causes is Krishna. You may say my position is that one because of my husband who is a drunkard. He comes and does so many other things, commotions. But even, that may be real, but even father to the cause is Krishna. Krishna can excuse you, or Krishna can give you reaction through your husband. Sometimes he can excuse you also. If you become surrendered. Sarvadharma paritya mami ekam saranvaja. Hantam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami vasucha. You are not surrendered. That's why your husband is kicking you like donkey. You got the point? We may have the cause, but even the cause for that cause is Krishna. He can forgive us or we can punish us. Like this king, Parikshit Maharaja, he punishes and he gives award also. Okay? So this is the altogether the points. In actually the 5 points what I told is I should get from you audience, in fact. That's the real thing. But we don't have sufficient facilities. That's I myself take some points and explain. But blindly I should come and I should ask you people according to the title. You got the point? So this one we are going to elaborate this one as a solution. So that also better to note down. You are in the influence of Maya. You are in the influence of Maya. That's where you are. That's why you are. Can you don't tell?
Suffering.
The first point you just see. The first point you are why I am suffering, you are questioning, but answer is this one. This is the explanation we have to give. You are in the influence of Maya. So what are the Maya does that you can take as a small letters A, B, C, D, E. Okay? A takes away from truth. It means Maya takes away you from truth. Small B looks all beautiful. Admiring, attractive. Looks all beautiful. She is allure everyone. Allure means attractive. Allure everyone, everybody getting attracted by this Maya's energy. And the next one, it gives instantaneous.
Enjoyment.
Pleasure. Very correct. No, like that too you should also understand. No? If you thoroughly learn this lesson, you can easily understand. No? And the final one is the Maya. She is the perfect servant of
Krishna.
Actually, a preacher is not perfect servant. It's very, very difficult to come to the perfect stage. He has to put so many efforts. But this Maya is very, very perfect. So we Vaishnavas, we don't hate anyone. Either Maya or Krishna or Vaishnava, a preacher. We don't hate anyone. Please understand. We have to give
respect even in saying even.
What is that called? Is that respect? Due respect. Every position has some due. We have to give accordingly that due respect. I am better than my husband. Why should I give respect to my husband? You are gone. Swadharma, prescribed duties, please remember these things and all. Everyone has his own Swadharma. But all have only one Dharma. What is the Dharma? What is the Dharma when you become? Brahma Buddha stays, then?
Devotion.
Only devotional service. That is your Dharma. The eternal Dharma. To approach that one, before that one, you have your own prescribed duty. Those who are patients, for patients only prescription is given. For general people, normal person, notice prescription is required. Am I correct? You understand the point? Are a healthy person, he doesn't need any prescription. For you are a patient, you have some problem, then you are prescribed duty. Swadharma. That is your Swadharma. The eternal Dharma, Sanatana Dharma is devotional service. When you are all right, then you have to selfless service to Krishna. That is the devotional service. So the next one is representative of Krishna. We see representative of Krishna.
Guru.
Your second point is just the same. The 5 points earlier I told you, no?
How to get rid of my problem?
Approach a
bonafide.
So he is the
representative
of Krishna. Now you got the point? In this one, small a. Works on behalf of
Krishna.
Correct, he is the representative. You have a chance to learn something now? Everyone should learn this one. B. Selfless service to all. Without
motive.
Without
self-motivation.
Selfless means no motivation, then selfless service to all without
expecting anything.
That is selfless. Selfless service to all without discrimination. Mataji, correct. Without any discrimination. Selfless service to all without discrimination. Whether he is my person, your person, whether he is Brahmana or Kshatriya, whether he is a good man or bad man, whether he is poor man or rich man, no discrimination for Krishna or Krishna's representative. Then he drives us from
Maya.
Very correct. He drives out from Maya. We are all in Maya. One has to take this in Tamil. Srinath Prabhu can take everything in a good manner in Tamil language. So this one also we have to help Tamil speaking people. only Tamil speaking people, all can speak Tamil, only Tamil speaking people, okay? Then D, small d, shows the hidden hand of
Krishna.
Only Bhakta Rupa is telling, but no others is telling what happened to others. They are lagging behind, writing. Helps you to go back home, back to
Godhead.
He helps you to go back home to Godhead. This you will find even in the internet. But this is for your exercise and now better understanding. I am making you to write down. Next one. This is the third one. You can change. Better here is some correction. You can only change your actions. You can only change your actions. No one can make you to change your actions. You have to change your actions. That is correcting your mistakes. Number A, good and bad actions. We don't want even good actions, huh? We want inactions. Number B, actions for the pleasure. Actions for the pleasure. Number C, reactions follow the, anyone? Reactions follow the
actions.
Both plural, huh?
Action for the pleasure of Krishna.
It can be good or bad.
Any action that you are, now you are not connected to Krishna, you do not know yourself, we are in the know yourself lesson. You understand? So you cannot get that from. Now we are helping now. So the next one, D, small d. If selfless can perform, now you are under the guidance of the Guru. Second part is over, no? So now, with the help of Krishna, you are changing your actions. With the help of the Guru, you are changing your actions. If selfless can perform, if selfless can perform inaction, the next one, E, small e, inaction fetches mercy of Krishna. Inaction fetches mercy of Krishna. Number three is over, we are going to four. Devotional service to Krishna. Devotional service to Krishna. How to get the mercy of Krishna? Rendering service to Krishna. Devotional service to Krishna. By rendering service to Krishna, number A, brings blissfulness. What the difference between happiness and blissfulness? Is there a difference, or this is both are synonyms?
Difference.
What is the difference between the blissfulness and the happiness?
Happiness is material.
Happiness is temporary.
Happiness
when somebody...
Spiritual happiness may be there. Spiritual happiness also may be there. May not be material. Yes?
When somebody come out of from his suffering, when someone come out of from his suffering, he will be happy. But blissful is not like that. Directly...
Blissful means?
Directly serving Krishna, one can get
bliss. Blissful is spiritual.
Is correct, but is not that much specific.
Blissful is from soul.
Spiritual.
Happiness, body level.
Very, very correct, but even that is not clear, clearer. 90% is better.
Bliss has mercy.
Bliss
is having mercy.
This also very good, but not the final one. It's not a, many people they cannot understand. I want everyone to understand.
The happiness that is derived out of devotional services also.
You can be happy also. For happiness, you should put some
endeavor, effort.
Blissfulness. Without putting any effort, you are happy. That happiness is for blissfulness. You understand the point? Be happy, you have to put some endeavor. For blissfulness, automatically that's the eternal from soul, automatically that comes. Your consciousness is completely changed. Your activities are completely changed. But for to be happy, you should do something. Huh? You got the point? Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Now, Prayojana, because you already done, later on you are getting the Prayojana. Like that from blissfulness, you are doing your prayer, devotional service. That's where you are getting. Then you are not going to put any effort. In the midnight, you are getting up very early in the morning with all difficulties. When you are blissful, you don't feel getting up early in the morning. Chanting also is also blissful. You never feel it is difficult. You got the point? Satchit Ananda, that is called Ananda. Brings blissfulness, B. Helps to do in actions. In action means helps to do in action. What is this? Devotional service, everybody is still even the thief. Without any reaction, without any motivation, the action you are doing, that is the in action. As though you are doing action, it is called no action. That is no action, inaction. Number C, regularize routine activities. The routine activity is still little changing. It is regularizing. You automatically get up early in the morning, you do chanting, you do puja, you do everything. Automatically that's regularized. Some people they complain they are unable to do, sometimes they are happy they do. After some time they are unable to do. Number D stops. It stops some action. Can anyone tell me? It stops dash accents.
Unfavorable.
Better answer. Better word. Better word in our sequence. What you say?
Action. Prohibited action.
Prohibited action. Correct. It stops prohibited action. Vikarma. In Sanskrit it is called Vikarma. Karma, Vikarma, Akarma. Devotional service stops Vikarma. Otherwise, everybody is doing vikarma only. And he empowers to understand Krishna as he is. It empowers. If you are not doing devotional service, you are not empowered. But you may become false. Fake guru, if they are not doing devotional service. The fifth one, assistance to gurus. Who are the assistants to gurus? Preachers, the leaders, those who are helping guru. Guru cannot attend all the activities personally. So, some assistants are there, they help. How they help, that is here. They try to give knowledge about Krishna. Can anyone tell the very first step, the assistants, what they are making you to?
Give knowledge to Krishna.
That's the knowledge they are giving. The second one is, they are making you to?
Perform devotion.
No, better thing. They are making you to?
Understand.
See
Krishna. Well, you are buying some medicine, you are going to give him. Just buying some foods and giving. You are making him to do something. The very first thing what you are making someone to do.
Chant
the holy names. Without the chanting the holy names, no one can do any devotional service. Without petrol, no one can. Even the expert driver cannot drive. Even the imported car. Isn't it? So Yenge arranges to participate in dash. He arranges to participate in what they are arranging?
Satsanga.
What is the opposite word of satna?
Asad.
Na plus sat asad. Sat means?
Eternal.
Sanatana. No changes. It remains as it is. So D changes your devotional service actually. On the instruction of Vaishnavas that changes your
destiny
even better than that one.
Activities.
Character even better than that one.
Consciousness.
Very correct. We have, I would say we can be proud of our consciousness. Which consciousness you are. That's your pride. If you are Krishna conscious, you are the great person, you are glorious.
Changes
your consciousness. It's only we have to understand that we are all doing all the things just to change our consciousness. We are nothing but our consciousness. We are not this body. And then finally, he introduces you to Guru. broken. This is actually class. In this, what is the title of this class?
Who is intelligent person?
Who is intelligent person now? Who is intelligent person? Who takes shelter at the lotus feet of a guru, bona fide guru? Now we will see this one. Now. Why I am suffering? Everyone is just trying to suffer. Isn't it? Is it necessary for anyone to suffer here? Not necessary. Isn't it? What is the reason because suffering? Why you are suffering?
Under the influence of Maya.
Now you see, why the Maya has come here? Why the Maya has come here? We are not seeing Maya, but it is acting. Maya means which is not there, that is Maya. Huh? You understand? This is something like a paradox. Maya means which is not there, and we are telling that we are in the influence of which is not there. So our life is not clear. We are utterly ignorant. Isn't it? If the gold that falls in a filthy place, that remains? That remains? That remains? Gold only. Tangatile or Kurai Irundalu? Tarathile? Kurai?
Marivadindo.
Yeah, that's yeah. But if a soul gets into matter, the consciousness is changed. You got the point? The difference between the gold and the soul. Can anyone tell? The gold is gold that falls in a filthy place, it remains gold. But the soul, when get into touch with the matter, its consciousness is changed. The value of the gold never changes. What the difference between the gold and the soul? You got the question? Do you understand the point? How? What is the reason?
Gold does not get influenced. Soul gets better.
Better answer.
Okay, gold is material and soul is spiritual.
That's correct. Soul has the life, gold has no life. Soul is the parcel of Krishna. Gold is?
External energy.
Matter, I want the words of the part and parcel. The gold is not. There is no not. Gold is only. The souls are part and parcel of Krishna, but the gold is part of Krishna. It's not parcel. Please understand. Parcel and not parcel, what is the difference? Parcel and not parcel. Gold is the part of Krishna, soul is the part as well as parcel of Krishna. Inseparable. If it is partial, it is inseparable. If it is just a part, we can separate it. You got the point? That's why which is separated, that remains as it is. Which is within Krishna, it has changed. It is changing because of the life. So this way we have to understand why we are suffering means we are thinking ourselves body. We are not bodies. We are all souls. We should think like that one. That's the correct one, huh? But we have no idea. Isn't it? That's why we do not know who we are. It means that we are thinking we are our bodies, isn't it? That's why the problem. As long as you think that you are your body, you have problems, isn't it? So, for this one only, Maya is good. Now you see Krishna, how helping all the people, those who want to have, those who want to enjoy without Krishna, which is all the souls, few souls or some souls, which want to enjoy without Krishna, which is not possible. The souls want to enjoy without Krishna, that itself is not possible. But Krishna, out of love, is making impossible possible. Anhoni ko honi karte. Anhoni means it's not possible. Honi karte. Honi ko anhoni. You understand? Krishna can do anything. Please don't think your situation is in such a way that even Krishna cannot help you. We feel like that, you know? Now here I want to take some more time for you. That question also very nicely asked by our scientist. Now, almost I finished this lesson. Please understand. For your better understanding and for his question also. I also last night I had this idea to tell you this one. So his question was, what was your question, Prabhuji? You just tell him?
Krishna, he knows everything. But why he take Guru?
But why he took the Guru? Is it necessary? This the thing we should understand, that when Krishna in this material world, he took Guru. But when he is in Goloka Vrindavana, there is no necessity for him to take any Guru. You got the point? Krishna's birth is not like our birth. Birth means appearing in this material world. Krishna's appearance in this material world is entirely different than we come to this material world. Krishna appears here to teach us lessons. How to get rid of this birth. Because he took his birth in a jail. And immediately the very first point is, Father, you take me out to a safety place, Gokula. So everyone, each one of us should understand that the place where we took our birth is jai-like. So this material world is like a jai. We should go to Gokula or Loka. Isn't it? You understand the point? That's the information. As soon as Krishna appears in this world, he gives us. But we are not understanding the truth. We are influenced by Maya demons. Okay? So in order to teach us, he has to act like the trunks. Isn't it? He cannot say, I am God, so I need not do all these things. Then he cannot teach. Isn't it? The professor in your physics class, he gives the theories. PV is equal to C. Pressure and volume is a constant at particular conditions. Isn't it? But if you go to physical, physics laboratory, there the demonstrator is there. He shows how the PC is constant. He put different situation, means the temperatures and all is changing. Under one particular temperature, if you change the PV, the constant will be the same, that remains the same. If you change the temperature, then the constant will be different. But under the same temperature, if you change, keep on changing the P and V differently, but constant will be the same. For that, you need a demonstrator. He shows. That's why Krishna, when he came out here, in as Krishna himself, he showed that one. But still, we are not understanding. That's why at the end, he gave the knowledge through Bhagavad Gita. To demonstrate practical is in, even in better way, he has come here as? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He himself acted like that form. In Mangala Arati, can anyone tell the Guru as a demonstrator? Sri Vigraharadhana Nityananam. Sringara, he is doing that one actually. It means daily he need not do. Earlier he was doing, he was teaching us, now he is making us to do that form. This and the, one cannot say that I don't do devotional service, I become only preacher. That's not right. As soon as you get Brahmana initiation, you should take deep worship. Then only you can become better
preacher.
Please understand this is the sequence. I don't want to do any deep worship, I want to be a best preacher. It's not possible. You understand? So devotional service, deep worship is very, very important. That is shown by, practically shown by our, is to speak, is to sing, is to dance, is to make, what all he is teaching, he should realize that. Realize means he should implement it. He should have implemented that one in his life. Always he cannot become a bona fide spiritual master. Please understand. They only become one who lives exemplary
Acharya.
Then only they can. One who gives Acharana. Acharya means one who leads his life according to the acharam. Acharam. The customary steps, customary instructions. But if he is not, then he cannot become one of us. So Krishna is like that one. He took, he accepted Guru. shows. Even Rama, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone. Even in Rama in the Traitra Yuga. Now we are in Kali Yuga. Some people say there is no necessary. Just by chanting you can go back. Is it possible? Impossible. Please understand now. That's not possible. That's why we need to accept one Guru. You understand? Prabhupada wrote so many books. Still, he was giving initiation. He never stopped. Because without initiation, it's very difficult to reach that point. That time is not conducive for that world. Maybe in Krita Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, it's impossible, practically impossible. So my extension of this person's answer is, Krishna has to respond, you know? Isn't it? Krishna is the Supreme Father. He should respond to our call. Isn't it? For our cry at least. But as per you are screaming in front of deities, he is blissfully playing his flute. Kadiri kadiri kannan yedukka namba ayunalum kannan sirchikonde ullanguyal oodikonde irupa. You understand the point? He's not responding to it. How can I understand this? Last time one person I have, I was hearing, he's demanding, no? What was demanding? You work, don't ask me, no? This is what? You work for me. This is insanity, isn't it? But we justify that it's not insanity, that it's only insanity. Even the same person, he works and he gives the results to Krishna. One, that's also a paradox way. Now also this one, today I got this realization, as though we are screaming in front of Krishna, Krishna blissfully playing on his flute. No? How can justify that Krishna is the Supreme Father, he is loving all his children, he is helping all his children. Even the devil pities a woman. You know that? The position of the women you just see here, in all circumstances there, ladies are not given
freedom.
Independence. They should be controlled. The lady is not controlled. Uncontrolled lady cannot succeed her life. Even devil means? Devil means? Rajas, demon. This is the same English in Proverbs. You didn't come across in your schools also? Krishna. You understand? Even the devil pities a woman. But Krishna, the same woman is coming and screaming in front of, you see my husband is hitting me, beating me, killing me. My son is not at all helping me. Krishna is smiling. How he can judge? You got the point? Can anyone answer? Can you justify this one?
Given by Krishna to me.
So this is ridiculous.
You are asking me.
But our position is very much acquired position. But he should be helped now. He cannot be like a, he cannot be like Dhritarashtra, in which even Dhritarashtra we are comparing Krishna.
That,
Dhritarashtra.
Nobody.
No. Even better. We are the children, we are asking Krishna now, so we are screaming, my dear father, my husband is doing like this one. Subala, who is the daughter of Dhritarashtra? Who is the son-in-law of Dhritarashtra?
Jayadratha.
Jayadratha. When Arjuna took the oath, I'm going to kill, then his own daughter comes. She cries, she pleads. Mother Gandhari and Father Dhritarashtra, please help me. I don't want to become widow. Dhritarashtra is telling, no, nothing doing. Whether you are becoming widow or not, that is not the point. I want my son to be king. No, here, Krishna is acting the same thing. You understand the situation, please, sir? How you can justify? Is it possible to justify this situation? Why Krishna? He told some answer that's actually mean, but that's not a correct and a complete answer. It has some sense. You are saying the problem is given by me and you are coming to me. So what is the next step?
Learn from the mistakes. Repent, learn from the mistakes.
What Krishna, how Krishna can respond to a screaming? That is my question.
When we accept
Krishna is not responding, Krishna is blissful, he is happy. At least he doesn't bow down his head also. I'm sorry, I cannot help you. But he is still happier. You understand my point?
When we accept Krishna...
He is expecting something from you. What is that expectation?
Saranda.
So, we have to realize why I am suffering. Why my husband is drinking and coming and hitting and beating me. That if you realize Krishna is happy, Krishna can help you. Otherwise you will just you go on screaming, pleading. But he is not going to help you. I have been teaching you how best to be, how best to pray Krishna. Now you got the answer? You immediately tell, my dear Krishna, what all the sinful activities I have done, because of that only you are purifying me through my husband, drunkard husband. Then Krishna will really very, very happy. If you are pleased, let the situation be like this one. If you are not pleased, please bring out some changes. You have the connection, you got the point? You are happy when the situation is like this one. It means that you never understood your own mistakes. If you are not happy, means if there is no change within you, you are just complaining, my husband is not good, my son is not good, my daughter is not good. You are complaining, Krishna is not happy, and the situation will remain as it is. If you find faults within you, oh my dear Krishna, what all the things I did? Previously, how many husbands I have inflicted pains upon them? That's why you are purifying me through this particular husband. You got the point? Then Krishna is happy. What was our prayer? If you are happy to see this. The happy and unhappy is because of us. It is not Krishna's independence. You got the point? Anybody got any doubt in this one? How to please Krishna means if you find faults within you without complaining others, then Krishna is pleased. Then he will empower you, he will help you. That's why everyone in this world are suffering. They should think, why I am suffering? You got the point? So no time Don't take complaints of anyone to Krishna. In my own life, I told you many, many times, I took the papers. Did I tell? Huh? So how much Krishna is helping? The same time, if you have some problem, you go and confess your mistake. Huh? My dear Krishna, what are the sinful activities I did? What are the offenses I did to all these Vaishnavas? That's why you are purifying me for this process. Please help me not to commit the same thing again and again and again. Huh? It's not nice. You understand? How to please Krishna? Huh? Taking the list, bunch of papers, this person did this one, that person did this one. I am so nice, huh? I never committed any mistake, only all these people are wrong. I am only the right person. This way to please Krishna. You understand the highest prayer also? In that one, what is required? Changes within our heart, not outside. The problem lies within our heart. The problem never lies outside, it is within you. That's why we are all suffering. Got the point? Yeah? Please understand that. My speaking to you that brings even little change to your heart, then it is successful. Like Prabhupada was telling, he was one of my followers. Become pure devotee, my mission is. So even my words is at least bringing some change. Don't complain about anything because everything is done on the sanction of Krishna. If you bring some complaints to Krishna, you are telling that your sanctioning of that action is wrong. Is it correct? Your sanctioning of that action is wrong. How can you sanction like this one? Then also Krishna is transferred, he will be blissfully smiling at you. Yes?
Regarding his question, I have one thing in mind.
Yes, yes.
When Mother Earth is tortured by all demonic kings, she complained to Brahma. When Mother Earth is tortured by demonic kings, she goes to Brahma and complains, and then everyone goes to Shirodhaka Sai Vishnu. And he responded.
What the actual thing you understood in that episode, can you tell me?
Yeah,
she was telling that everyone is beating, everyone is doing like that, but she complained. What was the complaint? You just tell me.
Because of burning of so many.
So what will happen? She was complaining about herself. I am feeling pain. I am a torture like this one, like that one, she complained. What was the statement she made? She made, people are acting like this one, the future of the people will not be there. The mission of this material world will not be successful. So you bring out some changes. She was not talking about her tortures and the torture given by others. She never complained. Even this bull, he never complained that as though he got three legs cut out. He never told that, I am suffering, I am having pains, I cannot tolerate all this. He never told. He told that the dharma is going out, driven out. I want to protect that one. This is the duty of the person. If they are unable to do their duty, they have to go and go to the higher authority and make this duty be done. He cannot just let it go out. That's the responsibility of the Mother Earth and the personification of religion. If that is diminishing, we cannot keep on watching. We should go to our authority. And how can I maintain this earth, the earth has to produce so many things. Just the leaf, that is the livelihood for the pupil. Dharma. If dharma is not there proper, then one is cheating another. How you can, my dear Krishna, how you can go to help your own children? That was the thing. It is not about the personal thing. To maintain their duties. So Swadharma is very, very important. That's why I am telling you, if unless or otherwise you don't come to Brahmabhuta, you have to accept your prescribed duty as a daughter-in-law, or son-in-law, or son or father, anyone. If you come to Brahmabhuta stage, then Krishna is going to take care. Your doubt is clear now? This is not the company now? Please understand now. The great souls, they never complain. They only bother how best you can help others. Paradukka Dukhi, that is the Vaishnava. He never told. Even the Muhammad never complained that they are throwing the thrones over him. Christ never told that these people are ignorant, they do not know what they are doing. That only he told. Adidas Thakur never complained, my dear Krishna, I am chanting your holy name, why you are not helping me? These people are beating me in 22 marketplaces. No! Vaishnava, pure soul, never complained anything. That's a Vaishnava. He never goes even to anyone else than Krishna, Saranagati. But we are all suffering. It means there is problem within us. It's not in the world. It's not lying outside. You got the point? So this way, we should not see faults with anybody else. Try to help them. I do not know what the time. You understand the point? Now your doubt is clear? That's why I told her, just by reading any book, we cannot understand. We have to read here also. Hear from your Levi's soul. Otherwise it's no use. It's not a periodical, monthly or weekly. We guess ourselves. This is to come in the parampara, then we can understand. Anyone wants to complain? Please understand that. If you complain, Krishna is not happy. Krishna is not happy, he will never help us. He is the only ultimate cause. We are ignoring Krishna. That's why we are all suffering. How nice Krishna is. Is it? As though we are pleading, screaming, Krishna is playing on his own flute, blissfully. Isn't it? That's why a foreigner, he wants to know who is real God. Isn't it? So many people are telling, all the religions they tell only God is one, but only the Hindu people are telling so many gods. Isn't it? So he comes to India, I visited all the temples, all the major temples, and he is going back. That time you concluded the point. I found the God is nothing but Krishna, who is always playing gracefully on his flute. But other gods and all, they are having some weapons in their hands even to protect themselves. Krishna doesn't require any protection. Moreover, he is playing always his flute. Even Rama is having bow and arrow in his hand. Muruga is having
strident.
Lord Shiva having Durga also having. But Krishna is playing. Who can play? Who can sing? Those who are elated. joyful. They cannot be singer. Those who are morose, they cannot sing. Even if they sing, they will sing only weeping only. Isn't it? Those who are really very, very highly elated, happy, they cannot be sing. Here also is fine. When people they are not singing, they should come out. That shows that you are in happy position. No? You are not sitting in your God. You are not helping yourself. You got the point? So, this way, we are all suffering. We have to please Krishna. How to please Krishna? We have to render service without complaining. You have to find the fault within you. Otherwise, you are finding fault with Krishna. So the sequence, if you see the sequence, you are in the influence of Maya. That's why you wanted to enjoy without Krishna, your Supreme Father. That's not possible. It is made possible by Krishna by introducing three modes in this material world. The three modes are not there in spiritual world. That's why there is no influence of Maya. Here he introduced it. Why? To make the impossible possible. What is impossibility? The impossibility is separating Krishna from, separating souls from Krishna. That he made possible by giving the influence of Maya. So anyone who understood this one is trying to come out from the influence of Maya. Isn't it? Is it very clear? So our devotional service are making us to come out from the influence of Maya. Then we understand, oh, this is the way to please Krishna. Is it? So for that point only we cannot help ourselves. We have to take Guru's help. So actually, we will take this one in detail when we are going to the chapter of Guru in next lesson. So this is only the limited knowledge for persons who are not yet took Guru's sanctions. So the Guru, how Guru can pick up? Only by rendering service to Krishna, please. That's by chanting, offering. Doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna. This way, if you please Krishna, Krishna becomes happy, then he will show Guru to you. So that's why I don't insist anyone to take any steps to approach a Guru. You can watch everyone, nothing wrong. Krishna will guide you according to your contents of the heart. He will send you. You are mathematically minded person, mathematics person will come as your guru. You are physically means, then physics will come. You are chemically means, like that, according to your condition. We cannot say the others are bad, only my guru is the best. That's also no good. Everyone has their own. But we cannot find everything in within one person. That person is only Krishna. We cannot see any other Krishna. There is no Krishna. Only one Krishna. He has so many qualities. One may possess even one quality, two qualities also. But one cannot possess all the qualities of all the qualities of Krishna. That's not possible. So this way, if you please, then Krishna will arrange some ISKCON devotee to meet you and he will help you. This one is making you to chant, he's arranging some satsangas, then you can have some idea and you will feel yourself it is better for me to approach a guru, then he will help you. So he is there, that person is there.
a person. Yeah.
The intelligent person, if he accepts some guru, then he is intelligent. Otherwise, no. The next lesson will be most unfortunate person. That lesson that we are going to see next week, if possible, if Krishna permits. Okay? So in this class, if you are all intelligent, the intelligence never ends. You may think that you have accepted Sadguru. That's enough. That's not enough, huh? Don't think that I have Guru. Now I can do anything as I like. No. You have Guru means as long as you are following his instructions, you have your Guru. That time you cease to follow the instructions of your Guru, you missed your Guru. You left your Guru. Please understand that. Please understand. Guru is always there through his instructions. So, I think so. I covered up all the points. If you have any doubt or clarification required, please come forward. Anyone has any? The best follower is the best leader. Follower means following the instructions. So prevention is better than? So you want to cure or you want to prevent disease? No? You want to cure or you want to cure or you want to prevent?
Prevent
means you better to follow the instructions. You want to cure, to be cured, then after getting some problem you can try. That's all. Huh? That is the unfortunate soul. Okay? Yes.
Some people do very hard work. Mm. Some people, they are not able to do.
They got the mercy of Krishna.
Some are intelligent. Yeah. Also intelligent, but they not able to earn that much of money.
Earning the money of this criteria for you?
Some people, no. What Krishna told?
He never told that you get so much money. He never told that you earn, lots of money.
So not do hard work. Krishna tell don't do
hard work. Don't do hard work, correct. If I am there, why you are putting that much work, that much effort? If you are forgetting me, then you have to work like a donkey. If you remember me, then you need not work like a donkey. You can work for my pleasure. He got permission of this material world is also a mission. Then Krishna is fulfilling his desire, fulfilling all the desires of all the people. In that one, you can be one of them to help Krishna. Those who are working, karma yogis, they are helping in that way Krishna also. They need not put their effort like donkeys. Donkeys can get the grass freely without working also. But he thinks that my master is very good. He is taking all the work from me and he gives my grass, the bundle of grass, 3 times a day. So great, so glorious, so kind master I got. Is the intelligence?
But if some people don't do hard work, the material world will not do.
Why you are forgetting Krishna in this one? You are always speaking, forgetting Krishna. The person who is doing like that, you should insist him. Remember Krishna. Ask him to chant Hare Krishna. Then there won't be that problems. By knowing the answer from me is not possible. You have to go to that person and ask them to chant, to please Krishna. Then Krishna will help them. Instead of going to Krishna, you may go to somewhere else. Consultants, so many consultants have gone now. Then there is no use. You understand? All the technology is improving, going on and on and on, but they are not going on the wrong side. Wrong side only. They are going on the wrong way, wrong side. That's not going to get you success in your life.
Those people do many halts and all.
You that. Want me to continue or you want to stop it?
Yeah.
So in my answers, you can derive something. Learning the theorem is not enough. Solving the problems of the riders is the best. Keep on knowing the theorems. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's not the good. If you try to solve the problems of the riders in the first theorem itself, that helps you. Am I correct? Try to solve, use the sentences, what are I told, and apply them in these circumstances. How best your help that you can see. Anyone else? Anything else? Okay then. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.